Bible reading number 127, 1 Samuel 17, verses 4 through 14. Goliath the Giant. There was a champion warrior named Goliath who appeared between them. He came out of the Philistine camp. He was from Gath, and he was 9 feet 6 inches tall. He had a brass helmet on his head, and he wore a coat of scale armor. It was also made of bronze, and it weighed 125 pounds. He wore brass shin guards on his legs, and he had a small bronze javelin across his shoulders. The shaft of his big spear was made of wood. It was like a weaver's pole. The iron point of it weighed 17 pounds. A man who carried his shield walked ahead of him. Goliath stood there and shouted to the soldiers of Israel,
"Why have you taken positions for battle? I am a Philistine, and you are servants of Saul. Choose just one man and send him down to fight me. If he can fight me and kill me, we will become your slaves. But if I defeat him and kill him, then you will become our slaves and serve us."
Then the Philistine giant said,
"Today I dare you, O army of Israel. Give me one man, and let's fight it out."
When Saul and all the Israelites heard the words of this Philistine, they were terrified and demoralized. David arrived on the scene. Now David was the son of Jesse, an Ephrathite. This man was from Bethlehem in the territory of Judah. In Saul's time, Jesse was a very old man. Jesse had 8 sons. The 3 oldest sons of Jesse followed Saul to war. Here are the names of the sons who went to war. The first son was Eliab, the second son was Abinadab, and the 3rd son was Shammah. David was the youngest son of all of Jesse's sons. Only the 3 oldest sons were in Saul's army.